ABC News.
As the aged care sector emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic and looks to implement the recommendations from the Royal Commission, there's a big focus now on increasing the workforce. The Aged Care Workforce Industry Council has today launched a campaign to triple the number of workers in the sector from around 360,000 to nearly 1 million by 2050. Louise O'Neill is a CEO of the Aged Care Workforce Industry Council, and she says the aged care workforce has been under significant pressure.
As we know, through the COVID pandemic and also, you know, the sentiments that have been expressed around the Royal Commission have not been, I think, easy on the workforce. And we recognise that many workers will be feeling fatigued and a bit forlorn about that, and that we don't want those people to leave the aged care sector. We currently, you know, have over 366,000 Australians working in the sector, and our aim is to increase that to over 1 million by 2050. And, you know, this campaign's our first step in trying to help change that.
That's a huge number that you're looking to increase the workforce by in a relatively short period of time. How feasible is that, do you think?
Well, there's a number of levers we know we need to pull to be able to achieve it, and it's not an easy feat, I agree. If you look at the number of Royal Commission findings that focus on the need to increase and upskill aged care workforce, there's quite a significant number, and many of those complement the work that we're already undertaking under in the Council to implement a matter of care, which is Australia's aged care workforce strategy. But attraction and retention, you know, incredibly important going forward, and the levers that we do need to pull to enable that long term will include, you know, developing a job architecture and career pathway that's fit for the future. And we also need to ensure that the training that supports that architecture is fit for the future purpose of aged care. And we know that there are different models of care that are evolving all the time to suit the needs of older Australians. And we need to be agile and nimble in responding to that. That'll include reforming our industrial relations framework, you know, increased pay and conditions, improved conditions for the workforce that meet the new structural challenges.
As you mentioned, we recently had the Royal Commission into aged care. With the recommendations that were made about the aged care workforce, how is progress going on meeting those recommendations?
Well, like I said, many of them are very similar to the recommendations that were the strategic actions of the aged care strategy, A Matter of Care, and that was put out in 2018, and the council was established in 2019, but, you know, hadn't really had a lot of funding until 2020, and then I was appointed as the CEO, and we've been since July 2020 driving some of those initiatives, which includes, you know, this first step in a social change campaign. But at the same time, we're now, you know, springboarding that work around developing job architecture, career pathways, working with government and the sector to progress a major reform around what's the funding realignment against those changes that we make in the structure. And then, you know, how does that play out in the space of fair work, for instance, and the whole industrial relations framework? What does that look like in the future? Because at the moment, clearly it's not. It's not adequate, and it's not set in the right way. So we are making progress on that now, and I know that government's very keen for the sector to be, you know, taking a lot of control and moving this along. And that's what the council is very much set up to do, is to help drive this reform.
How has the workforce been coping with the COVID pandemic, and is there any optimism now that the vaccinations are taking place?
Look, I think there is optimism, and I think, you know, like I said, it has placed significant pressure on people, and I think there is a significant amount of fatigue for workers. But, you know, this campaign shows the support that we show for the workforce and the significant, you know, admiration we have for them as workers and value that they have in society. And I think that's a great uplifting opportunity for those that are currently in the workforce, but also to try and encourage others to come into the workforce and support those people who are actually probably doing it a bit tough because they do need more workers around them. So that's the whole intent of this. But the COVID vaccines will, you know, definitely as they roll out, give more assurance to the sector around safety of older people and that their workforce is able to operate safely in that environment as well.
Are you Are you seeing any increase in the number of people that want to work in aged care in recent times or since the start of the pandemic?
There have been in some areas, you know, different anecdotally, people have told me that they've been had success in employing people from downturn industries during COVID. But you can see, if you look at the campaign, it's not hard to see that we've, you know, absolutely targeted people that might have skills that are in current sectors that are downturned, areas around retail or hospitality and tourism, who may have worked already with older people in different settings, and this might hopefully trigger something in them that says, oh my gosh, I can get my mojo back and really enjoy working with older people again in a different sector, and this is a great career opportunity for them. So we do hope that this will help resonate with people and bring them into the sector. But we know that some people, like I said, have already had some success with that in the organisation. I think the industry, you know, has been having a difficult time with Royal Commission and the COVID pandemic. But at the end of the day, this is a massive sector, and there's many, many great careers in it, fabulous, dedicated and skilled current employees. And there's a very bright future for us all if we face up to the reform, we act positively and proactively together. Most of us hope to and will reach an age when we're considered older. And my aspiration is that we will all receive the very best care and support at the time from a really enhanced workforce, and that those people already requiring aged care will get that now as well.
That's Louise O'Neill, the CEO of the Aged Care Workforce Industry Council, which is working to triple the number of people working in the sector to nearly 1 million people by 2050.